Here are the 10 new books you should read in May by Annabel Guterman. Many of the best new books coming out in May ask readers to question humankind's durability in the face of adversity, whether it be troubling changes meant to rejuvenate society, as in Ma Jian's China Dream, or more personal, devastating loss, as in Jason Green's Once More We Saw Stars. Several of the characters in these books, as well as the writers behind them, maintain a sense of encouraging optimism as they struggle through trying times. Here, 10 books you should read in May. Furious Hours, Murder, Fraud, and the Last Trial of Harper Lee, Casey Sepp, May 7th. In Furious Hours, writer Casey Sepp describes a complicated 1970s murder investigation in which a rural preacher was accused of killing 5 of his family members before being murdered himself. The case caught the attention of legendary novelist Harper Lee, who spent a year in Alabama reporting on the story, and several after crafting a true crime book about the events. Lee never finished her book, but decades later, Sepp follows both the investigation and Lee's fierce obsession with it. Exhalation, Stories, Ted Chiang, May 7th. Ted Chiang's latest short story collection asks readers to reconsider how the world they live in could one day be shaped by growing advancements in technology. Chiang, author of Stories of Your Life and Others, which was the basis of the sci-fi film Arrival, tackles complex questions about free will, artificial intelligence, evolution, and more in these 9 stories that break down what it really means to be human. The 7 or 8 Deaths of Stella Fortuna, Juliet Grahams, May 7th. Stella Fortuna is either cursed or very lucky. She has survived near-death experiences 8 or so times. The narrator isn't quite sure how many. In her debut novel, Juliet Grahams explores Stella's life of near misses, beginning in the small Italian village where she was born in the 1920s and moving toward her home in Connecticut, where she is the matriarch of a boisterous Italian-American family. As Stella strives to prove herself among the many messy and aggressive men in her life, Grahams uses her heroine's story to reflect on motherhood, inherited trauma, and survival. The Bride Test, Helen Huang, May 7th. Kai Diep's autism means he processes emotions differently than the people around him do. But Helen Huang emphasizes in her latest novel that doesn't mean he's incapable of love. In The Bride Test, Kai's mother travels to Vietnam and recruits Esme Tran, a woman desperate to better her own family's life, to come to America and meet her son. Like she did in her debut hit, The Kiss Quotient, Huang again tests the boundaries of affection as Esme begins to fall for Kai, whose understanding of love deepens. China Dream, Ma Jian, May 7th. In Ma Jian's highly anticipated new novel, a fictional Chinese provincial leader is haunted by his country's violent past as he attempts to implement President Xi's China Dream, which overrides people's private dreams. Ma Jian, whose work has been banned in China for the past 30 years, creates a dystopian present-day China in this narrative about power, history, and the effects of materialism on a society. The Unpassing, Chia Chia Lin, May 7th. A Taiwanese immigrant family living in Alaska grapples with guilt and grief when Ruby, the youngest daughter, dies after contracting meningitis from her brother. Chia Chia Lin's debut novel traces what happens to the family in the aftermath. The saga escalates when the father, a plumber and repairman, is sued in a dispute over an improperly constructed well he had a hand in installing. Lin offers a portrait of a family in The Unpassing, which bypasses the American dream in favor of bleaker truths, ruminating on community, communication, and belonging. The Farm, Joanne Ramos, May 7th. At Golden Oaks, a glamorous yet secretive facility outside of New York City, women in need of money are paid to carry the fetuses of the wealthy. Although Golden Oaks treats these surrogates well, providing organic meals, personal trainers, and more, there are strict rules that cut the women off from the outside world. In Joanne Ramos's debut, the seemingly idyllic setting becomes insidious, as the women must consider what staying at Golden Oaks will mean for their futures. Out East, Memoir of a Montauk Summer, John Glynn, May 14th. It's Memorial Day weekend 2013, and John Glynn has just arrived in Montauk, where he's put down $2,000 to share a house with 30 other 20-somethings for the summer. Despite being nervous about the investment, Glynn is desperate to escape a loneliness that has been weighing him down, intensified by the death of his grandmother. In his memoir, Out East, Glynn recounts a formative summer filled with secrets, first love, and self-discovery. Once More We Saw Stars, a memoir. Jason Green, May 14th. Editor and writer Jason Green's life is catapulted into tremendous despair when his 2-year-old daughter is fatally struck in the head by a brick while sitting on a park bench with her grandmother. Green recounts the harrowing incident and its repercussions in his memoir, Once More We Saw Stars, which invites readers into an intimate portrait of grief. Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World, David Epstein, May 28th. What is the key to succeeding in a field? Journalist and author David Epstein argues that in order to nail a specific skill, you might want to first consider becoming a generalist. In Range, Epstein analyzes athletes, artists, musicians, and more to demonstrate his belief in the power of learning from a diverse set of experiences in order to become stronger in an individualized area.